Hey guys, so today we're talking about physical aggression. Why are your students, or some students, so aggressive? And that could be any form of physical force that's used to intimidate, control, or injure another person. So we want to go back to asking what has happened to this child. Why is this student behaving this way? This isn't just out of the blue. This isn't just because they want to be annoying or hurtful, but why? What happened to that student? So we'll be diving a little bit deeper into why physical aggressive students are behaving that way. Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional, with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. Now, I have dealt with a lot of aggression with some students. Definitely the hitting, kicking, biting, spitting, pulling my hair, pulling my earrings out, pushing, all of that. And thankfully, I was able to respond calmly. And some of the times we did have to put students in a hold. Other times it was getting a student into a different room. Sometimes it was evacuating the classroom. So everybody else left and we were in the room. Sometimes it was in a quiet room, having the student be by themselves. Lots of strategies we would use with these students. Sometimes if it would just be beginning, we would be able to ignore the behavior or walk away from the behavior, and sometimes it would stop. But a lot of times we would have to engage or at least back away from the student and give them space to express their frustrations and anger in the way that they knew how at that moment. And so it was a lot, of course, like trying to stay calm, and in the moment I felt like, you know, you have that adrenaline going, and so you are ready, you know, to be defensive or to put in a hold or whatever needed to be done. Like, you're just on alert, and so that definitely does wear on you. But being able to have a team and we could tap out anytime we needed to, but coming together to be there for the student at that time. And then later, once they did de-escalate, then we were able to process through, like, so what was happening? Why were you so angry? What else could you have done? We kind of go over the whole thing about, you know, a better way to handle the situation, for their safety, for our safety, all the other children's safety. How can we change this to make it better? And so those are some of the ways that we dealt with some of the aggression with our students. I've had another student who would tell me, like, you know, I could really just take you out right now, or I could punch you in the face right now. And I'd be like, yeah, you could. Like, I'm not going to deny it. Thankfully, it never happened. But I feel like, you know, some of our students just have so much emotion that they just don't know what to do with it. And so sometimes it will come out in aggression. Now, I am not downplaying at all. If you are in fear for your life, you're in fear for the life of your other students in your class, like that's definitely another level. We have had students threaten the school who have brought weapons to school. Thankfully, admin was made aware, we were made aware, and so we were able to stop anything from happening, going any further. So that would just be a reminder, like, to always, as I'm sure you guys are, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open. You know, just walking down the hall, you could hear all kinds of things. You know, just walking past the bathroom, you can hear all kinds of things. And so just, again, being aware of what's going on around you, what people are saying, so that we are always trying to be proactive. So I looked up a couple different things and articles, did some research. I read a really interesting article. It was actually on through fortune.com talking about aggressive students and what to do about it. You know, some educators believe in, you know, we need to be expelling, we need to be suspending more, we need to get these kids out of the schools. And granted, I believe there's definitely a time and a place. Like if that student is definitely a danger to you on a consistent basis, threatening, like that student needs to be removed. They also talked about the restorative justice and, you know, going back to that connecting, that talking, that giving those students a voice. And in that article, it mentioned from the people that they spoke to, 13% of principals are seeing that even though they're doing more suspensions, it's not helping. It's not stopping the behavior. And I feel like I do agree with that, because when they go home, what do? Whatever they want, for the most part, right? You know, whether or not a parent is home or a parent still has to be at work. And this, so now the student is at home by themselves and they're doing whatever. And so I just feel like there really needs to be a good balance to the restorative justice, because I've also read on a principal's site that, you know, he had a group of kids that he was constantly suspending, constantly, you know, having to talk to them, suspend them. Like it was just a vicious cycle. And so he finally decided, you know what, he's going to sit down with all of those kids and just really talk to them. And what did they need? What did they want to do? How could they help them be successful? And so they were able to discuss, like, hey, we want this type of group going on over here. We want to be able to do this over here. And it just gives these students a voice. And it shows really that people do care about them. It's so hard because I think that a lot of these students also come from such tough homes that they don't get the teaching and the caring nurture at home. And so they're really just mirroring what they see at home. Or if nobody gives them attention, the only time they get attention is when they're in trouble, is when they get suspended, or when they get in a fight, when they do this, that's the only time, you know, somebody looks up and looks at them and says, oh, cool, you know, good job, or, you know, that was stupid. But they got attention. They got somebody to notice them. So I would encourage you, if you are able to, sit down with those students who are really struggling with this physical aggression. Because again, like I said, it's back to what happened to them that they are reacting this way. And just give them a voice. And granted, that may not go over right away because they don't trust adults. You know, all the adults in their life have let them down, have neglected them, have, you know, been rude and mean and degrading to them, shaming them, all kinds of things. Or they're constantly being overprotected and over, I don't know if spoiled is the right word. Maybe. Because they're used to just getting their own way and just doing whatever they want. Is that really aggression? I don't know. I don't think so. But it's building trust. It's being consistent in their life and giving them that voice. And so you may meet with them, maybe you and your admin, or maybe if you have a behavior team or a mental health team, could meet with these students and just start maybe 15 minutes a day. What's going on? How's it going? What do you need? How can we help you? They may not say anything at first, and you go about your day and see how, you know, I really believe you will begin to see a change in your students' behavior if you make that caring attempt to get to know their why, to get to know what's going on in their life. Why are they reacting this way? And so here's a few other things that I also found out and researched, and also from experience. A lot of their aggressive behavior is from frustration and anger. So they're frustrated about whatever it is they're supposed to do or whatever it is they can't do. So the only way they know how to react is the fight. And that could be to punch somebody in the face, to punch you in the face, kick somebody, whatever it is. That's the only way they know how to express that. Number two, like I said, it's been modeled for them. So at home, that's all they see. Unfortunately, maybe they see mom and dad fighting all the time, and it's physical fighting. Maybe they constantly see mom slapping dad around, or obviously the other way around. Or maybe they see a sibling doing that. So number three, they get peer reinforcement. So sometimes, like I said, it could be an attention-seeking behavior. And so they're looking for that reinforcement. And so they get that from peers. Because sometimes peers are like, oh, he's cool. Like he's fighting everybody all the time. Or he's cool. He keeps telling the teacher no and getting away with it, supposedly. So now he's getting, or she is getting that peer reinforcement. Number four, why they could be acting aggressively is lacking those social skills, those coping skills. They don't have any. They didn't learn how to react the correct way without hurting themselves or hurting anybody else. That was not taught to them. And so maybe you're able to have them see the counselor or the school psych. Maybe once a week, and go over, what can I do instead? How can I express myself in a more beneficial way? We have requested students to meet with school counselors. Now, I believe they need to get parent permission for that. But if you're able to get that, like that would definitely be beneficial for your student, for sure. And then the fifth reason they could be acting aggressively is because of some trauma in their background or some mental health conditions. Like, they may seriously have a mental health condition that they can't control how they're behaving, or they just go 0 to 120 in, like, you know, 2 seconds, and they don't know how to come back down. Or they're talking about, like, serious bodily harm to themselves or to anybody else. Like, those are serious conditions. And we have had a couple students with some of those conditions. And so, again, getting your mental health team involved so that you have other people's input and other people seeing the behavior, that you can get their expertise as well and be able to collaborate and see how can you help this student. Now, there's definitely no easy fix for these kids. I mean, it's heartbreaking for you if you truly have some students who are ready to beat the crap out of you. Like, I can't imagine going to school like that, having to worry about that. But don't give up on these students. Like, they truly need you. They truly need you fighting for them. And if you're fighting for yourself, get a support system around you to help you to navigate whatever is best for you. And whether that's, you know, leaving teaching, leaving that school, leaving that classroom, whatever it is for you, obviously you need to take care of yourself as well. But if you are able to have that support system for you, please go and fight for these students. Like, I get it. Sometimes, yes, they need to be out. They need to be suspended. They need to be in another room. But don't leave them there. Somebody has to care for them. Somebody has to fight for them. And I hope it will be you. Because if we don't do anything about it, these kids are going to be so lost that they are going to be our future criminals. They are going to be the future murderers, school shooters, whatever else. Like, there's no happy ending if we just keep tossing them out. We need to fight for these students. I mean, I believe we need to fight for all of our students. But sometimes you need to focus in on these that are struggling the most and get your admin, your team, your mental health providers in there helping this student. Because there is a reason why they're acting like this. And so, again, what are some of the reasons that they act this way? Frustration. It's modeled for them at home. It's peer reinforced. They lack the social skills, the coping skills to deal with their emotions. And also, it could be trauma or mental health condition. And so, a lot of this information is also on the childmindinstitute.com. You can also look it up there. Again, the other article I researched was fortune.com. And there are lots of studies that they have done on this and trying to figure out what to do about it. And I really believe it should be a balance of the suspensions, expulsions, but also the restorative justice. I believe somewhere, like, we can have that balance so that we can help these students, not just throw them out, send them away when we need to, I get it, but also when they come back in, how are we going to help them? How are we going to support them? And a few ways I would suggest is, of course, creating that connection. Have lunch with them. Just hang out. Don't give them any expectations. And like I said, again, they may not talk to you about anything, but just saying, hey, I'm glad you're here today. I'm glad you're back. Let's start over. Let's do this and move on. PBIS, what positive reinforcements are you giving them? Are you catching them doing something great? Are you seeing that, hey, he reads like amazing? Maybe he can help Johnny over here who's struggling. Or, you know, giving him another book that you think would be, you know, really exciting for him to read. Giving that positive reinforcement when you can. Again, providing that training, those teaching those social skills, teaching those coping skills. And obviously you could do that as a whole class as well. And you could do that, you know, I don't know, whenever it is, maybe at the end of the day, just go over a couple things. It doesn't have to be a 45-minute lesson, just a couple things. And maybe you could have it open to the class. Like, what do? You know, Susie, when you get mad and frustrated, what do you do? Well, what do? So he can learn not only from you and the adults, but also from their peers in a positive way. How do they cope? And being able to share that with them. Giving them still those clear, consistent procedures, expectations in your classroom. Like, yes, even though they're struggling, even though they may have some mental health issues, you still need to hold them to those expectations. Because they need to know that they can reach them. You believe in them to reach them. And again, creating that belonging, that value, that you value them. Well, I hope this has helped you with some more understanding of your students who are struggling with being physical and aggressive. And that you can put some of these strategies into place today or after break. Your students need you, and you're doing a great job. Continue to stay consistent, encouraging, and caring. You are amazing, and you are so needed. Thank you so much for listening to today, and I will see you next week. Before you go, I want to encourage you to join my Facebook group, Behavior Strategies for Class. We are now over 1,000 educators there. And so there's plenty of people that you can ask questions, get feedback, resources from. So join my Facebook group today. Also, you can still get in on the free coaching call before the end of the year. And stay tuned for a new program coming in January. Thanks again, guys. Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. And if I have encouraged you, motivated you to continue to learn, to support your students, even better, to help them strive in your classroom, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button, so that others can see they can learn and grow here as well. Thank you.